In 2020, Stephen Taylor, a 33-year-old father of three, was killed in a Walmart by San Leandro police officer Jason Fletcher, who has since retired. Fletcher was responding to a call from Walmart security, saying Taylor was trying to leave the store without paying. Fletcher shot Taylor with a stun gun, and when he tried to get up, Fletcher fatally shot him in the chest just 40 seconds after arriving on the scene. Video of Taylor's death was captured by a body camera. Taylor's 84-year-old grandmother, Addie Kitchen, filed a motion to continue the criminal case against Fletcher, the officer who shot and killed her grandson. Taylor's family was joined by activist groups and community members as they filed a complaint at an Oakland courthouse after Alameda County District Attorney Ursula Jones Dixon dropped criminal charges against Fletcher. Kitchen argues that the dismissal violates the California Constitution's Victims' Bill of Rights, which guarantees victims the right to be heard. She says she was given no time to prepare a statement in opposition to the motion to dismiss. DA Jones Dixon based the dismissal on expert testimony given while the Alameda County District Attorney's Office was recused in violation of California law. A previous judge also ruled the testimony was insufficient grounds for dismissal. Jones Dixon selected a different judge for the new motion to dismiss, contrary to procedure. Sharon Taylor, Stephen Taylor's mother, spoke to KPFA News after the case was dropped in court.
Our case was dismissed today. It's a sad day. We have to live on, but I'm very upset about it. Our judge that we had that dismissed the case three times, went on vacation, and so I guess that was a time for them to come on in and sweep it under the rug. And new judge we never seen before, a new DA we never seen before, and so they dismissed the case.
Fletcher's defense attorney suggested in court that the case against Fletcher was politically motivated, citing its proximity to the killing of George Floyd. Taylor's family and friends are devastated by the dismissal of the case against the officer who killed him. Since taking office in February of this year, DA Jones Dixon has dismissed charges against police officers in several other cases, including the high-profile death of Maurice Monk in a Santa Rita jail cell. For KPFA News, I'm Brooke Helena Kirkner, with reporting contributed by Anthony Perazzo.